Hey, what's up, you guys? So we are back with yet another podcast. So the question is, I don't care. Well, it ain't really no question, but it's just the topic. I don't care if we not together. Don't talk / have sex with nobody. Why I said with anybody or with anyone. So, like, let's get friends. Okay, so let me just say this. I just feel like if we not in a relationship, you really can't dictate what I do. Because you doing it. So what you telling me is we in a situationship and you just only committed to me. No. You not just only committed to me. So why tell me I can't do something when you clearly doing something? You want me to keep this on lock. Meanwhile, you out here doing whatever it is you want. And then you want to come back to me like, oh, you know what I'm saying? You just the one. How I know you ain't telling several other females the same thing you tell me? You understand what I'm saying? Because dudes, they like to play games. They like to play a lot of mind games. They like to just, and men are very selfish. You know what I'm saying? They pick one female that they like, and they just like, okay, this need to be unlocked. The minute you keep it real with them, you tell them what it is you're doing, they can't handle the truth. So why ask for the truth? And at the end of the day, you can't really handle the truth. What's your take on that?
I just feel like, really, at the end of the day, if we not together, then really, I ain't telling you, you ain't telling me. The only thing I'm telling you is that if we are, you know, having sex, then I feel like you need to just stay protected. Because, you know, you're not only just, you know, dealing with me, but if you out here dealing with multiple, then, you know, I want you to keep yourself protected. And of course, I want to stay protected. I mean, when it's all said and done, you know, people who are in relationships, I feel like even with them, you know what I'm saying? Like, they have the mindset to where, you know, it's like, well, you're in a relationship with them. But, you know, they cheat. So, it's like, if I ain't in a relationship with you, I already know what you're doing. If you're in a relationship, you married, then I know you are here talking to other people. You feel what I'm saying? Like, people say, oh, I know what my person's not doing. You don't never know what somebody's not doing when they're not around you.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I just want respect. You feel what I'm saying? So whatever we got going on, as long as we got that understanding and that respect for each other, then everything else is cool. Like, because in my mind, I'm single. In your mind, you single. We not together. No matter how our relationship or situation or however you want to put it is, we're still single. So, you know, like I was telling a friend, like, you know, the other day I was having this conversation and it was all, you know, it was basically on some, you know, what I don't want you doing. And I'm like, last time I checked, you know, I'm single, you know what I'm saying? So it's like how you don't want me out here doing it, or you want me just all to yourself, but then yet you out here messing around with multiple people. So, but you want me to sit at home and just be lonely and wait on you to get done doing what you're doing? Nah, we ain't doing that, you know what I'm saying? Like, but this time of, you know, generation, I'm going to say, this generation that we got going on now is very weird, because you have these women out here that have made, well, I ain't going to say that. I really feel like women have just really stood up for themselves, honestly. 50-50%, you know what I'm saying? Because you got some women now that are standing their ground when it comes to stuff like that. And then you have those other ones that are still allowing for it to happen. So now these men feel like they don't know what they should or should not do, because women done up the game on them. You know what I'm saying? It used to be where a man could tell you anything and we just believed it. You know, it ain't like that no more, because you ain't finna just tell me anything. Like, not me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't finna just tell me anything because we ain't together. And like I said, even being together, I'm still to that point where it's like, even then, okay. Even then, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I mean, I guess because, you know, I done been married, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, even in my marriage, you know what I'm saying? Like, things didn't go like that. So if my husband to cheat on me, then I know somebody who I'm not in a relationship to cheat on me. So, I mean, you know, I guess it really just depends again on your situation and how y'all is. I mean, of course, trust gotta be in any situation that you in, because I gotta be able to trust you, whether we're not in a relationship or not. If you in my space, I gotta have some kind of trust in you, but I'm not gonna put that much to be where I'm saying what you not doing, because I already know what you doing.
Why do you think, so this is my thing, like, sorry, we over here eating. So, like, why do you think men try to put a limitation on things? Like, you know what I'm saying? They already know what it is. Why do you think they try to stamp they women?
I feel like when they know they have something good, then they don't want to lose that person. You know, for instance, sometimes in once upon a life in some women's life, I know in my life, I had different men for different reasons. I might have had somebody who knew what they was doing in the bed, but I might have had this person over here who had the money. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. So I had my people for my own different reasons. So maybe that's what, you know, I mean, I really can't speak for a man. You know what I'm saying? Because, right. You know, sometimes you got these men that make every female feel the same. They don't really have a limitation to it. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't really know what they telling the other women.
That part.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, we all sitting here probably feeling the same as that way. We all in love. You know what I'm saying? We all like heartbroken and we all looking stupid because he's telling all of us the same thing. And then it could be one that's sitting on the top of a mountain somewhere that's feeling like she that one. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like we the peasants. So you really just don't never know when it comes to a man because it's hard to really know what they doing. Because they'll tell you one thing, but that don't mean that it's the truth. You can be truthful, but that don't mean that they telling you the truth.
That part. I just also feel like that shit just selfish as fuck too. Cause it's like, you never know what's really going through a man's head. You understand what I'm saying? Like, he can sit there and tell you all this stuff. But at the end of the day, a man already know who he want. You know what I'm saying? It's just until he gets ready. True. So until he get ready, he probably already got a female picked out that he want to be with. But he just trying to get to the point of where he can just got there really relax and be like, okay, I'm good on you. True. So, if that's the case, why wait around for him to say that? You still need to live your life and do your thing, too. And if you decide to go out there and cut them off, then that's what it is. Like I told mine, you know, once you find somebody, let me know. Keep that shit out of 100. That shit ain't gonna hurt my feelings. It's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Because I know what it was from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? So it's what it is. So my whole thing is it's just all about communication at the end of the day. Keep that shit 1,000 with me. You know what I'm saying? Let me know exactly what it is. But don't try to sit here and tell me what I can and what I can't do, and we not even together. Like, you ain't made no promise on that. And I'm not saying, like, I'm finna be out here having sex with Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Right.
It's not like that. But at the same time,
if you did choose to have sex with somebody else, it shouldn't be a problem.
Right. If you choose to have sex with somebody else, it definitely shouldn't be a problem. And a lot of dudes always say, oh, you know, let me know what it is. Let me know if you do this in third. And these niggas, they can't take that shit. You can tell them the truth all day long. A man cannot handle that. I do not care. Mm-mm. I do not care. Because they want you all to themselves. That's that selfish shit. You know what I'm saying?
But it just goes back to a man's going to want different women for different things. You see what I'm saying? And you got some men who just don't want to be in a relationship either.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you might be that one. You know what I'm saying? But just because they haven't made you or gave you a title doesn't mean that it's always a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that people think that you're supposed to have a title to, you know, oh, I know where I stand. No. You know what I'm saying? I know where I stand in a lot of niggas' lives. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm talking about exes. You know what I'm saying? Like, friends-wise. Like, all of that. I know where I stand. Like, I know for a fact at the end of the day, if I wanted to be in a relationship or if I wanted to just say, you know what, I want to just end this or, you know, get back to where I was, I could. Niggas the same way. You know what I'm saying? Like, they have options. Everybody got options.
Right.
But just because they haven't made you their girlfriend doesn't mean that you're not the one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to think about it. What if their lifestyle is just something to where they know that a female couldn't handle it?
That's true.
You know, like, so it's like, why put themselves in a situation to be with somebody when they like, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm out here doing. So instead of me hurting this person, because a lot of times, if a nigga don't fuck with you, you'll know they don't fuck with you.
Elaborate.
If they don't really have intentions on doing things with you, like, or taking things farther. You'll know that. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it's easy for a female to say, oh, I don't want a relationship. But a man can say the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, they can tell you, like, okay, I ain't really looking for that. But just because I ain't looking for it then don't mean that your chemistry and your bond is not going to make them change their mind. It's a lot of people who I done met, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm good. But when you get around them and you kicking it with them, I was just saying before I met the baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I don't want a relationship. But having somebody with this good chemistry and this good vibe,
yeah,
have also put me in a place to where I'm like, dang, like, you know, maybe I could see myself in a relationship again. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because, excuse me, I done met somebody who done brought that out of me.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's like
different
with
people
men.
Bring out different things.
They do. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? But just because I'm not, we haven't given each other a title doesn't mean that it gotta happen. And why it gotta happen within a year or two. You know what I'm saying? It could be 5 years from now. Again, that person might not be ready, and you don't want to rush somebody into something either, because then you're going to end up
hurt,
broken, and then you ain't going to have that person no more. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So it's like, why not just go for the ride? We grown.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't kids. Like, now, whatever you choose to do because you're not in a relationship is on you, mm-hmm. whether it's him or the other person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, but if you got to understand it, then, hey, it is what it is. I understand my situation. You understand your situation. But we two totally different people, too. You see what
right.
I'm saying? Because you got other people out here who's blindsided by situations.
Right.
So, I mean, it just, I guess, really depends on you.
Yeah. I feel that. I also feel like motherfuckers need to stop being goddamn selfish. Say for what it really is. Like, if that's what it's going to be, that's what it's going to be.
What you mean by selfish? Like, a nigga...
A man telling a goddamn female, or a female telling a man, I don't want you to have sex with nobody but me, but you still out there doing you. Like, how can you say that? You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, yeah, you know what you out there doing, whether you protecting yourself, whatever case may be, but that female don't know that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? She's goddamn trusting that, you know, you saying what you saying. But my thing is, I don't know, like...
Be a man though.
And then feelings get involved eventually.
Right.
But I'm also right. Feelings are definitely real. But I'm also a person that's like, okay, if you say this is what it is and this is what it's gonna be, let it be that. It don't need to be no emotion. Cause see me, if I tell you this is what it is, then let it be that. I don't question you about what you do. I don't question you about females you talk to or females you deal with. I don't do anything like that. Now when you start moving like that, then it's gonna make me think that I'ma start moving like that. And that's where that confusion shit come in here. If we just strictly saying this is what it is, then leave it at that. Shouldn't nobody be questioning nobody about nothing. Shouldn't nobody be doing nothing about nothing. I'm just saying.
Well, baby, unfortunately, you got a Leo. And I'm a Leo, you know what I'm saying? So I understand, like, understand both sides of it. Because, I mean...
Okay, hey y'all, we back. So we just gonna wrap it up. So Brooke, go ahead and finish saying what you were saying though.
So like I was saying, like you have a Leo, I understand. And the reason why is because, you know, we're different people. Now I can't see as far as a Leo man perspective, but as far as just being a Leo altogether, you know, it's gonna be a little tough for you. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we want things our way. So dealing with a Leo man, and then you have your own ways, and they got their own ways. You know, y'all gonna bump heads when it comes to certain things like that. It's gonna be an understanding, but he's still not gonna want you doing other things because he wants you for him and him only.
That's some selfish ass shit. That's some selfish ass shit, nigga. If you like it, then you better put a ring on it. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit just be crazy, though. But that's the type of time that a lot of people are on. And it's like, in a sense, like, I do get it. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't want to be dealing with somebody that's dealing with everybody. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So it's like that. I understand it. But the man can be dealing with everybody.
Right.
The woman needs to just stay put.
I mean, he not. I mean, he shouldn't. But I mean, you know, you know, like I don't know. I be telling people all the time, men gonna be your man. You know what I'm saying? So it's like we really can't say. You know, you really can't say what your man doing and what your man not doing. Same thing they can say about a female, right? You can only try to build that trust up and just hope, you know what I'm saying? Hope that what they're telling you is just real. Because, I mean, don't nobody want their person out there doing nothing. Same way you don't want him out there doing nothing because you want to stay, you know what I'm saying, like, in his good grace. You want to stay safe, all that good stuff. That don't mean that he going to keep it that way. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what you want. Same way with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he ain't giving you all what you want, you might step out of the box too.
Right. That's true. All right, y'all. So we're going to go ahead and wrap this podcast up. And we will talk to you guys later.
See you later.